Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
So what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
But in the scope of the universe, in the scope of this universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, September the 5th, 2015. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is NG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show. He's capable, he's funny. It's Gigi. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, we've been off for 2 weeks. So we're back. We have a lot to cover here, so we're going to get into it rather quickly. Before we do, we're going to get some information out. You can get in touch with us on the phone, 619-393-6728. You can hit the one button, and that will allow you to be part of the show. We're also in the chat room. That's blogtalkradio.com, that little /... The two G's, the number two G's. And you can also listen on your computer and interact with us in the chat room. All right, brother, it's, we have a lot to do today, so let's get into it. How you doing?
It feels good to be back. It's been too long, 2 weeks is a long time. But, and then, of course, 2 weeks while we're away, we've lost a few people while we were gone. So I'll get right into it. First, it was Justin Wilson. He was an IndyCar driver, 37 years old, got hit with a piece of a car that went flying, hit him in the head, and lost consciousness and never recovered. Also, of course, Chocolate Thunder, Daryl Dawkins, 14-year career in the NBA, known to shatter the backboards. Also in the sports world, just recently we lost the Al Arbor. You know, you and I were Ranger fans. We couldn't stand the damn Islanders. But he was instrumental in getting them to 4 straight Stanley Cups, and when they were in the 5th one and they lost to Edmonton, we didn't care for him, but we respect him. He was a good coach. We also lost Dean Jones, actor, 84 years old, Love Bug. Melanie Patterson, who was Wrangler Jane in F Troop. And we also lost a giant in the film industry, and let's give a little thing on him.
Wes Craven once said, horror films don't create fear, they release it. Craven, who died yesterday of brain cancer, released plenty of it. Craven introduced us in 1984 to Freddy Krueger, a vengeful monster who attacked teenagers in their dreams.
He's gone.
Nightmare on Elm Street was inspired by the cemetery next to Craven's childhood home in Ohio.
Come to Freddy.
In 1997, Charlie Rose asked Craven about the secret of scaring an audience.
What do you have to do to make a horror film? You have to know what people are really afraid of. You have to go into those sort of forbidden areas. And so you're probably off the box going to be making a film that's upsetting to adults and to the establishment.
The Nightmare series earned more than $500 million at the box office, as did Craven's other franchise, the Scream movies. Wes Craven was 76.
Well, a totally giant in the film industry, especially in the horror films, Wes Craven. Our condolences go out to his family and all the other ones who have passed away while we were gone.
Yeah, and if we didn't have such a packed show and limited time, I'd comment on some of those. But yeah, Wes Craven, I'm a horror fan, and never knew he was even sick. And so he provided a lot of good entertainment for me. So, okay, but let's move along here real quick. You know, we're going to do more like a rapid fire. And if you want to get on the show, you give us a call. We'll address your questions. But let's move along. We're talking about the Deflategate, brother. I'd like to have your take on that. You know, Tom Brady had a 4-game suspension, appealed it, and as usual, Goodell lost, and the judge reinstated him. So thoughts on the Deflategate?
First of all, I would fire every lawyer that the NFL has. Second of all, we're glad that Brady got off, because one of the games he was going to miss would have been against the Dallas Cowboys. So yeah, I know you and I were happy that he's going to be playing football. But I think the judge, also the judge was wrong in this, because he had to rule on whether Goodell had the right to do this. And according to the collective bargaining agreement that the athletes did, he had every right to give him a suspension. But once again, I would fire every lawyer in the NFL, because Goodell, he can't win nothing. But he can't win anyway, because when Ray Rice got the 2-game suspension, it turned out they got a video. He should have gave him more. Then he gives the guy 10 games. They gave drop it down to 4. I mean, he just can't win. So maybe he should step away and let somebody else handle that part of the business.
Yeah, again, I'm with you, brother. I'm glad he's playing. I hate the Jets. He's that division. You know, he's playing Dallas the 4th game, so I'm glad he's in. Real quick about that, I know correct me if I'm wrong, but the collective bargaining allows the commissioner to, hand out suspensions, and I think it's crazy, but also to hear the appeal, which I think is crazy. But that's the collective bargaining. As far as I understand and listening, you know, it's a little over my head. They need to change that, you know, have somebody else do the appeal process. Because, you know, if I go into a judge, he says you're guilty, and then you hear the appeal process. Like Goodell is appealing. I didn't went back to the same judge again. I mean, it's a little ridiculous. So I'm with you. He can't win. But I'm happy about it, brother. All right, let's move on. The Mets, we're talking about the Mets and the Scott Boras, who I really can't stand. He's the agent who represents a lot of these big stars. And, of course, he put his 2 cents in now about Matt Harvey, saying that the Mets not handling it correctly, that he should shut him down soon, even though they're in a playoff hunt. I think he intimidated the Washington Nationals GM a couple of years back with Strasburg, and they shut him down when they had a chance to go deep in the playoffs. I think it's ridiculous, and I'm glad that Sandy Alderson is kind of standing up to him. There's no set limit to say 190 pitches and you're going to break down. You really don't know. You have an opportunity to win, and the Mets have to pick the opportunity to win. What's your thoughts on the, you know, you're not a Mets fan, but you're a sports fan. Scott Boras and Mets.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You never know what's going to happen. You can throw one more pitch, or you can throw, you can go for 10 years. You have the opportunity right now to make the playoffs, to make a deep run. You'll need Harvey. I'm sorry, but I'm glad he also shut down Scott Boras, because all he's thinking about is money, money, money. Okay, but the main thing, that's all, he don't care about winning or losing. He just cares about his pitcher getting money. So right now the Mets are 5 games up, got a few games left for Washington. This is a great opportunity, because if they can get in, they got a pitching staff that can carry them. And I couldn't agree more with your general manager, whatever it is, and let Harvey pitch.
Great, and good to see our good friend Lethal back here, brother. He's in the chat room, so engage him. But he's right. His reason is pitchers don't throw enough. Who knows? I mean, that's the thing, you don't know. These injuries are going to happen. I don't know. But you're in the pennant race, and you got to go for it, and that's it. All right, brother, keep moving along. Rapid fire. All right, hockey's a little time off there, brother, but any thoughts on hockey? The Rangers, any moves they made?
Well, I just want to say, you know, we're getting close to hockey season. I can't believe it's here already. And once again, you know, maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but the team looks so good. They got so much depth. And maybe, you know, I don't know how many times I'm going to be saying this with this Lundqvist. He's got to get a cup for us. So I'm happy. You know how much I love hockey. So I'm so glad it's coming. It's the first game, September 21st, against the Devils in preseason. And I can't wait for the season.
I'm with you, brother. You know what got me into this hockey? Your son sent something out on Facebook, and you know, I like these video games. And EA Sports has a hockey game. And every time the Rangers score, it's one of my favorite things, I guess, because I'm a Rangers fan. I wish we had the audio for it. Every time the Rangers score, they have their own little thing. I guess every team does, but hey. Well, the EA game now, brother, is going to be putting that song in when the Rangers score, so I'm very happy about that.
It makes it so real, those games, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you look at them now, the way they do them, I mean, it's unbelievable how realistic it is.
Yeah, it makes me think about something, and I know you're interacting with Lito there about Seder. He is gone. But I wonder if you could do this. Like these video games, they're coming so far. Why can't you create a game where you're the star, you take a picture of yourself, you put it into the video game, and then you'll have something like maybe a game on sex, where you can live out your fantasies with sex. You can go into, you know, get a prostitute, do something, and you actually feel all the movement, everything. Could you imagine having a game like that? It will cut back maybe a lot on the adultery. What can they have a game like that?
Yeah, the game should be called Happy Ending for Lazy People. You know what I mean?
You don't want to take the time. Exactly. Yeah, you don't have to worry about having a headache. You want to get in the game, you pick the person that you want to be with. I think it's a great idea. I don't know why they don't come up with something like that. Then you could do interactive. Maybe you can talk to someone on the phone. Would that be cheating? If you're having cyber... like a video game sex?
Well, I guess to a man, they would probably say no, but I guess a woman would say yes, you know, depending on, which side you're on. But I don't think it would be. It's safer that way. You know, and I'm telling you, you must have a lot of time on your hands. Maybe the two G's can do something like this. Maybe we can patent
them. I know.
Right?
That'd be fantastic. I'll have to think about that. Maybe get somebody working on that. Even though we can barely get a show together. All right, keep moving along. I'm glad Lethal's in there. Keep giving questions or comments. Football's coming up, brother. And here we go again. We're Giants fans. And this is one team, brother. I don't know if you feel the same way as I do. But this is one team with the Coughlin-Eli regime. They've won two Super Bowls. But you can never get a fix on this team. It's always the same issue, the offense, defense. I'll be honest with you, brother. I wouldn't be shocked if they go 10-6 and win a Super Bowl, or they go 6-10 and 7-9. I can't understand when you have a head coach that's been there for that long, and a quarterback who they say is elite, but listen, he's a good quarterback. You expect to have good regular seasons all the time, and maybe not win the Super Bowl every year. But this Giant team, but I don't know where they're going to go. I mean, I don't know. You?
You know, as you say, it's the hardest team to figure out is the Giants. We're Giant fans, as you said, but it's the hardest team to fill out. You're absolutely. This team should be no worse than like the Ravens, you know, or Steelers, like at least in the playoff run every year. But I don't understand why not, you know, with the coach being there that long and then the quarterback who's won two Super Bowls, understands the pressure of New York. I mean, I don't understand. And then every year it's the same old crap with this team. Where the defensive backs and stuff, the safeties, they're always getting hurt. They can't keep them healthy. And I know one time you made a point that when Coughlin took over, he says that it's all in the mind for injuries. He doesn't understand why the Giants had so many injuries under the last coach. if you remember. I remember you telling me that.
Yes. Yes, he had a government, was it Jim Fossil, who I liked, when Coughlin took over in 2004, I believe, you know, he made a comment that, you know, too many injuries on this team, it's a mental thing, and blah, blah, blah. And in the Coughlin regime, I think the Giants are the most penalized, the most injured team in football. And I just don't understand it, but you just don't know where you're going to go with this team, brother. There's a lot of holes on the defense. I don't know. So,
well, after we this team is going to have to be going to have to outscore everybody. And as far as I've seen the preseason, they look a little shaky there, but hopefully they're holding something back. But basically, this team is going to have to outscore everybody until this defense or, you know, Spags can get the defense going. Because, you know, you probably couldn't name anybody on their line or, you know, unless you're a diehard Giant fan, you couldn't name anybody on the line or even their linebackers. So, I mean, it's I don't understand why we just can't get it together after all these years to come up with decent linebackers. It just kills me. This is day in and day out. The Giants are always known for linebackers, and they can't do it.
You're right, and I saw something on one of my Giant fans put it on Facebook, and it had one of the greatest. They were voting on the greatest defensive player of all time, and actually LP won this poll, and it had a 3-minute. I'm gonna send it to you. It's a 3-minute thing on LT, and I'm telling you, you got him with the Giant defense in the 80s. I mean, that was a punishing defense. I mean, I'm not saying it was the best of all time, but it was up there. And we can't get that anymore. I mean, the defensive side has been just been weak, and I don't know what Spags back. I don't know what's going to happen this first year with him back. But again, brother, I think it's third place. That's my prediction. I'm buying into the Eagles. I see them as a 12-4 team. I see Dallas as maybe the 10-6, and I see the Giants 8-8, 9-7. That's where I see that division.
Yeah, but you got to understand that with the Eagles is Bradford and Sanchez is backing them up. So they are one injury away from really going, being a 12-4 team, to turning around and to be an 8-8 or something like that because Sanchez will not get it done.
Okay. All right, brother, we did a little sports. Let's move on to another thing I'd let you know, brother. Remember a couple of years back, I was part of the Nielsen ratings. I had to see what I watched. I had to report back to Nielsen. And every show I watched, it got canceled. Well, I'm back again. And I have to record my shows and what I'm watching. But let's move on. AGT, let's do that quickly. So far, I'm enjoying AGT. America's Got Talent. And I've been agreeing with most of these the acts that are going through. But last week, I mean, you have these Japanese guys. I don't know how to explain it, but it's an interactive dance. It's crazy. I couldn't believe they didn't go through. And the stuttering guy, I wish I could. Man, I wish we had audio. A stuttering comedian. I can't take it. He stutters too much. And he gets through. The Japanese people don't get through, brother. I was stunned.
Yeah, it's crazy because you got to have a sob story, I guess, that people feel sorry for him, you know what I mean? But that Japanese group was fantastic. I mean, the study, you get to two jokes in an hour. I mean, listen, I got nothing against him. I'm so happy, you know what I'm saying, that this kid can do it. He was in an accident, and he didn't stutter at first, but he got into a car accident, something happened to his throat or whatever, and now he stutters. And I'm almost like reaching for the TV just to get it out of him, you know what I mean? But and he laughs at his jokes, you know. He says that it's just annoying. I'm sorry, but it's annoying. And I could not listen to more than 5 minutes of this kid, even though the punchline is pretty funny. But
it wasn't. He wasn't.
Some other acts got through that I couldn't understand either. So it's going down for me.
And these magicians, I like them. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I don't know how this guy, you know, could pick whatever drink Mel B was thinking of, he got it. But you see the difference between that and last week they had this, the Illusionist come on. It's a Broadway show. And those are acts that, magician acts that I love watching. Did you see that with the Illusionist?
Yeah, whatever happened to the big acts like that? I mean, enough with the card playing, you know what I mean? It just...
Yeah.
And so long to get into it. To me, it's boring. It's amazing that I don't know how they do it. Don't get me wrong. When they get to the end, it's fine. But getting to that point, I want to, you know, I want to go to take a nap for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I would need that too, brother. So, but anyway, AGT, it's been pretty good this year. let's move on to another show. I mean, this is lethal. I keep saying this about Lethal Migraine, who's one of our, you know, listeners. No matter what subject you bring up, I don't care what you bring up, he's knowledgeable on the subject. I don't know who you are. I'm just amazed by his breadth of knowledge of subjects. But anyway, move along here. Big Brother.
I'm surprised you don't go on that show that with you know, that's on Crackle, Sports Jeopardy. He knows everything.
That's true. Lethal. You really should go on Jeopardy. I think you'd be good on that, in that show. I don't know how you know every single thing about every... No matter what subject you bring up. But real quick, the number to get to us is 619-393-6728. We got about 10 minutes left, and we're moving along here. Brother, let's talk about Big Brother. Brother, let's talk Big Brother. I know you're a big fan of the show, 17 years. I watched the beginning, then I'm back. This year is just a snooze fest. It's terrible. I don't even, hundreds of thousands of people apply for Big Brother. How do you come up with this, people? They have twins in the game, brother. They shouldn't allow twins in the game. I mean, nobody else has a family member in there. Why should they? And then when you're kicked out of the show, you're off the show. Why should you be come back? What about the first few people that got kicked out? How come James can't come back? So I don't like this season, brother. What's your take on Big Brother this year? I'm saying a lot of brothers. Brother, brother, brother.
Listen, I'm with you, man. I'm not really enjoying it. I mean, I don't understand. These guys are supposed to be students of the game when they're in there. They have a perfect opportunity to break up not only a double alliance, it's a three-time alliance. I mean, you got three people and one floater that would go to that side against you. So if you vote them out, they're down to really two or three, and you get the numbers. I don't understand why they get, you know, people probably think we're crazy. What the hell you were talking about with this Big Brother, you know. I don't even know if they're watching, you know what I mean. But you had a chance to make a good move, break them up, and because as long as they're in the game, you have a less chance of winning, and they take out a person who does absolutely nothing. They got a person who can't win if she was playing by herself. Take her out, and they leave the other ones in. It just doesn't make any sense to me in this big game. It's just the person that you know is going home is going home.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It was always like that, where maybe you have a little twist to it. You don't know who's going. Every time they try to fool you, but it doesn't work. Every week you know who's going home. I don't know. It's just boring to me, brother. I know you still enjoy it, but I've had enough of that. Brother, let's move along here real quick. We'll keep moving. Another series finished up, Scream, Wes Craven. I didn't like it, the ending, too much. You said you guessed it. I don't know if I should believe you, because Mom does that all the time, too. Oh, I got that. But I wasn't crazy about the ending of Scream.
But, you know, I was enjoying the whole season. And I don't know if anybody watched it. I don't know if we're going to give anything away. So if anybody didn't watch Scream, turn off the, you know, whoever's listening, you can turn off for 5 minutes. I guess it, and I really knew the time when she said that, when she went back and said that old lady seen so-and-so, and she named that girl's boyfriend, whatever his name is. She said, you know, who's the cop's son. And she says she's the one who he recognized. And I'm thinking, that can't be, because the cop is being slaughtered, tied to a tree. And if he was part of it, that wouldn't happen. So that gave it away for me. So at that moment, I knew it was all over for me. I guess who did it, and then it was not a surprise at the end when they're having all these people show up. One person leaves, and then they're looking for another person in the house, and that person shows up. It was kind of ridiculous at the end there.
But
I was enjoying the show, and until the you're right, until the ending.
Okay, move along here. One of your shows, where I stopped watching it, but season one, Under the Dome, has been canceled. I guess you knew that, right?
Yeah, but I didn't watch this season.
Oh, okay, you didn't watch the season, I guess. Okay.
You know what happened, brother, was I had to record it, and then I had to get a new system. And because of that, I lost all my old shows. So I was behind a couple of weeks, so I just gave it up. I didn't watch it.
Wow. I have to say, it was praise Lethal. He says he didn't watch Big Brother. Then he doesn't know about Scream. And then he didn't know about Saber. Say leaving, so I'm getting a little nervous about the Lethal there.
Yeah, maybe Yeah, we're giving them too much credit then. I mean, yeah,
too much credit there. All right, we're getting down to the last 6 minutes. Brother, real quick, I know you didn't hear about this, and we're moving quick. There was a county clerk. She's an elected official in, I believe it's Kentucky. I think that's where she's at. And the Supreme Court has already ruled on this issue about same-sex marriage. Regardless of how you feel about same-sex marriage, you have to follow the law. And this lady is a devout Christian. She's an elected official. Remember that, elected official. And, you know, gay couples have come in, and she has refused, based because she's a Christian, that she will not sign these marriage certificates. And the Supreme Court ruled against her. Now she's in jail. Well, you're entitled to your opinion. But when you're an elected official, you have to follow the law. You can't just make up your own thing. Well, I don't like black people marrying white people, so I'm not doing it. It's crazy, but it drives me nuts.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you on that. You have to go by the law. If the law states that you have to do it, you're an elected official, you have to do it. You have to leave your personal out of it.
Yeah, and if you don't, do something else. Become a preacher. Do something different. But I had to get that out there. It just drives me crazy, brother. Okay, brother, it's getting down.
That's probably a whole 3-hour, 4-hour show right there on that.
Oh, all our topics here, a lot of them, we could easily did a 4-hour show on these things. All right, brother, anything else? We'll get down the last 2 minutes of the show. So let's go to our final thoughts here in a second. What do you got?
Well, first of all, Fallen Skies finally ended. I don't know if you've seen the last show.
Oh, yes. No, it did. Horrible.
I'm glad it ended. It couldn't end it any sooner. I don't know if you're watching Fear the Walking Dead.
Yes.
The characters are annoying me. I don't know, but, you know.
Wow.
Maybe I'm so tuned into Walking Dead, but the Fear the Walking Dead, the characters are annoying me.
Wow.
I like the premise, but not the characters.
I like the show so far, brother.
I'm enjoying it, but I don't know. They're bothering me, all of them. You know, all the characters on that show. Hopefully, things change on them because I'm not enjoying I'm not enjoying them. Give me my Walking Dead.
Well, it's coming back, brother. It's coming back soon. It's coming back.
Yeah.
It's coming back. All right, brother. Give me some final thoughts here.
All right, I want to thank everybody around the world, wherever you're listening to it, on your yacht, you know, riding your bike through the hills of France, with your iPads, wherever you're listening to the show, we appreciate it. Tell your friends about it. Jump on board. This is your show where you can vent and everything. And adios, brother. Good job anyway. Adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take it easy.
I'll piggyback off that. Hey, brother, real quick, and all the people that told us they're going to listen to the show, they couldn't wait. I mean, and no one's around there today. Let's just listen on demand. But I want to thank Lethal for being back. Fantastic. Anybody else listening to the show on demand, you know, listen live. Call in once in a while. You know, it'd be fun to hear our listeners. So join us next week as we will be back. So for Gigi, this is MG. We'll leave you with a little Dave Mason. And good night, America.
About the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spinning, something is missing from my experience. I've been living life in a hotel, high rise and low rise. Something's missing from my experience.